You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know the best part about hearing this?
What was that?
Is picturing Chris Parker snapping his fingers and bobbing his head right now. Bring us in, Sam.
Hey.
Rest always in peace. See, I hear him. Right?
Bring him in with some Sly the Fabulous Stone.
You think he had a barbecue morning right now?
But he's up with us. On this Father's Day weekend morning, Sam and Greg with the other side of the glass. Chris Parker, a partner in crime for the High School Scoreboard Show, joins us. Good morning, sir, and happy Father's
morning.
Day weekend to you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, guys, and you're exactly right. I was feeling it. I was with it. Yeah.
Hey, can I just off the top here?
Go ahead.
For those who weren't listening last year when we did this, Sam and I had a feature that ran for a period of time, one of those limited series that we called They Got Next.
Yeah.
And it was all kids 13 and under who put together their own one-minute sports report and came on the show and did it. And we're giving them kind of a platform and a diving board to whatever they wanted to do as far as their broadcasting career. And one of the participants was in a contest.
Yeah.
Participants was Chris's daughter.
Yeah, Ellie.
And I don't know how often or what regularity she makes you proud, but I just remember that day you as a father could not have felt more proud. And as we sit here the eve of Father's Day, I'm sure it's something that happens on a regular basis. But she shared that moment with us, and so I wanted to bring that up for you, man.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, that was great. Ellie did a great job with that. And actually, you know, I know you guys got Coco Gauff's dad coming on. His daughter won the French Open. You know, that's pretty impressive. But, you know, Ellie finished ninth grade this year now, because that was, like I said, that was a while ago. And she's first in her class academically. Number one.
Come on, clap. Give us some clapping here.
Yeah. Now, who gets credit for that, mom or dad?
Come on now.
You guys know me, so I think y'all know the answer to that one. I wasn't really exactly first in my class, okay? I probably may have made the top half.
I'm not sure
on that.
Yikes.
So, she must get that from her mom, but I am really proud of her. And, both my daughters. It's a great time on Father's Day to reflect, right?
It is. We appreciate that, and shout out to Ellie. That's fantastic. Yes. Congratulations on that. All right, we're a few weeks away from, the football season getting started, and we got 7-on-7s going on, so a lot of people are talking high school football, but they're particularly talking high school football and high school sports this week here in Georgia, Chris, because of a move made by GHSA, and it's something people have talked a lot about, the transfers. They've got a rule. They got to have a final vote on it. But boy, it looked like they're going to try to tighten the screws up on the transfers. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I applaud the effort. You know, truthfully, Sam, it's a really tough issue, okay? I mean, people are going to move for legitimate reasons. You know, you guys know you're going to have people that move, and then you're going to have people that take advantage of those rules. So you have both. And it's really hard. It's really difficult to put in place something that would blanket help everyone. But I think everyone feels like any kind of people trying to build these super teams or people just moving down the road to build a team, it really hurts the community teams. And I know Sam and I talk about it all the time, but you know, it's been a long time since the City of Atlanta team won the state championship, right, Sam, in football?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time since you would see a really rural team in a bigger classification win the state championship. And the reason a lot of times is that really good athletes go somewhere else. You know, and it's just – that there's a lot of reasons to why that is. It's not all necessarily bad, but it is something that makes people angry when they've developed a kid through their park and rec team, through their middle school, and then they end up in high school somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
And so they're trying to put rules in place that stop the bad people from doing that. But, of course, you know, it's a really it's like a lot of issues we deal with in society. Is really a tough issue. You know, it's tough to have a blanket policy for everything. But what we have, some states have gone two ways on this. They either have really thrown their hands up and said, look, because we can't really stop people from moving, we're just not going to do much of anything. And then you have states like Georgia, where I think we're constantly trying to come up with a little bit tougher rules to make it harder. And so, yeah, this is a rule, Sam, for anybody that's not familiar with it. You're looking at people transferring to their third school would be ineligible, you know, and so if you transferred once, you got to go through a process. Transferred a second time, you're ineligible. Going that first process is now everybody in the household has to prove that they move. They have to prove that they don't live at their old residence, that they turn the utilities off. There's a lot more documentation for somebody transferring than there's ever been, and probably, you know, some of the strictest rules in the Southeast, at least.
The takeaway from all of what he just said, and by the way, Chris Parker once again joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it's gotten to the point where they are looking. Y'all can tell us anything. We're going to go and check and make sure your utilities are turned off. That's the one thing that stayed with me from all of this. This is how crazy this thing has gotten. My question to both of you is this, is these transfers, these top players who have been groomed, as you just said, because Sam said the same thing to me off, during the commercial break, that one of the frustrating parts is a kid gets developed at school A and then transfers to school B, and that coach benefits from it. But those schools that have gotten these top players, have they all had success and have they all won? Is there a percentage of that? Is there something that you can tangibly look at and go, yeah, when they transfer, that team wins?
I think the ones that people know about, yes. I mean, you've got 10 or 12 places in Georgia that do seem to greatly benefit from that. Now, I will say, and Sam can attest to this, I'm not even saying that these people are seeking these folks out or cheating or anything like that. I think there's just places with great reputations for football that sometimes if, you know, I just said Ellie's done great academically, I want her to be at the best school she can be, right? Academically. So sometimes it's not necessarily that people are seeking it out. It's that the school, and I'm not going to name any of them because I don't want to throw any shade on them, but yeah, it's schools that just attract those people. And so the other people in their region don't like it because, yeah, they're winning. What's tough to say, Greg, is are they winning only because of that? Or are they just really good programs that are winning and now the rich get richer? You know, because it does feel a little more like the rich get richer. Don't you think, Sam?
I believe so. But you know what? You know what I think so, Chris and Greg? I think it puts more onus on the parents to do things while your kids are in middle school. And we got people who see young people at that age and figure what their potential will be. Get them in that school district then. You know, it puts the onus, to me, on the parents to make the right move the first time if
That's
you
right.
can. You know what I mean? And don't just say, well, we'll go here. And don't be so quick if your child wants to go where their friend's going, where their friend may have a place they're going to go there and they're going to be successful. Your child may go there and be unhappy, but they're going off following their friend. It puts an onus on the parents to do that, but also the school district now, because there's certain paperwork, Chris, that has to go through the athletic directors, I think. And that's what we talked to Chris. He's been coach. He's been athletic director.
He's been everything. You know,
all these things, right? So, I mean, that's the other thing, too, I think. It puts the onus on the school districts and on the parents.
Well, what it does is makes you have to make a legitimate move, because if anybody's listening to this thinking, well, if I want to take my kid and let him play football at wherever, I should be able to. Absolutely. Only difference is now you're going to have to make a more family commitment. I think what was happening a lot was if a person went to school A, they transferred to school B, but what really happened was they found some way to get an address. Maybe mom and dad aren't even really living. They're living at the old house still. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. This is just going to make it more tough to do that. You're going to have to make a family commitment to sell your old house or move out of your old apartment or whatever it is and move into a new one. You got to prove you did that. Now, if you do that, yeah, as an American citizen, you got every right to, you live in that school district, you can go to school there.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be tougher to not make that big commitment that you're really, you know, it's a big commitment to have to sell your house and buy a new one.
Yeah. I think somebody wants
to do that.
They want to change your driver's license, too, I think. They want to see your driver's license.
I saw that. The driver's license has to reflect the new address. Yeah, we got the DMV involved in this thing now.
Again, Chris Parker joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, you guys know, and everybody listening knows, there isn't an aspect of life where people aren't trying to find ways to cut corners. And when it comes to your kids, you know, that heart gets involved and things are going to happen. My question is, what's the penalty if you get caught?
Well, I think you're still working on that. And there's people that know more about that than I do. But I think you're going to see people ruled ineligible quicker. You're going to see people forfeiting games more often that those people played in. We had some cases this year where some teams with some deep playoff runs had to go back and forfeit games for ineligible players. That's about all they can do. I mean, they can fine, they can suspend them in playoffs in the future, but they typically don't do that. But you're just going to see a player become ineligible. You're going to see a school lose any games where that player played in. Isn't that what you hear, Sam?
Yep, that's basically what's going to happen. You know, that's the thing that's going to happen. So, you know, the biggest thing is going to be, you know, well, my coach moved to this other place they want to go. And a coach leaving may be a hardship, because there will be a hardship process if you want to appeal. That still will be open. So some people will use that.
Yeah, there is an appeal.
Yeah.
That's probably important to note. There is an appeal process. So when I said if you transferred twice, you became ineligible, you did immediately become ineligible. But I don't know all the details because it's not even been passed yet, but I feel like there's a process in place to show that you just weren't trying to move for basketball or football. You really just moved twice because of a family situation, and you can appeal that process, yeah.
And I want to remind people now, we had almost 6,000 kids, I think, transferred in the state of Georgia. Not all these are football and basketball players.
Right.
We got folks playing, you know, maybe wrestling team. They figure some wrestling team is profile. Kids are getting scholarships over there. I want my kid over there. You got a lot of that type thing going on at all different sports, but football and basketball mainly get the big
I have attention. Been thinking about something for a while. We don't have time to get into it and do a deep dive into it, but you guys can bring some clarity to this. I always wondered if you thought that on the high school level, who green lights that transfer, you know, for kid A to come to your school? Is it the athletic director or is it the coach in most cases?
Well, usually I can speak to this because I've been on both sides of that. The it really does. People don't like this term, but kids really just show up, meaning their mom just shows up or they just show up saying, hey, we've moved to this area or we're transferring, you know. And then the coach usually puts them in touch with the athletic director for the process to begin. The athletic director then has some paperwork they've got to fill out. They've obviously got to get registered and enrolled in school, so the district has to enroll them. And then there's some paperwork you submit to the GHSA on that. But a lot of times it's initiated by the kid or the parent, honestly, and the coach is one of the – and the ADs are some of the last people to find out.
Yeah. So the kid just shows up like Forrest Gump running across past all the best players or something?
I mean, show up. But, I mean, now you show up, you got to show that you live in where you live in. You don't just drive
it's
in.
Right, just a little tougher.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
You don't just
but
drive
now in. They just knock on your door and, you know, coach's office, hey, there's a lady out here wants to see you. You got her kid. You know, like, well, I mean, that's pretty customary, yeah.
We got to get you back because, I mean, this and the things I've heard you guys talk about have brought on some questions. And I just, again, at the end, I want to just tag this with this. The transgression that happens at school A, whether it's that coach or the athletic director, when that coach leaves, that transgression stays at that school. But if the coach was the guy who had the power and made it happen, he goes to the next school, and after a year or so, people forget, oh, this is what he did at the other place. I'm just asking, is that something that's a thing?
Yeah, you're right, Greg. Very similar to NCAA years ago, right? NCAA issues, right? Mm-hmm. The 80s, 90s, you know, the coach – or some booster gets them on probation, that guy gets fired. 5 years later, the people there are still suffering, right?
Yeah.
The problems trickle down. Chris, we got to get you back here, buddy. Yep. We really do.
And I hadn't said the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah.
He is social. You're going to find him at Chris_Parker222 at Chris_Parker222. Also, Parker Resources is there for all of you coaches out there at whatever level you want to get more information on football. He has it for you. Coach, we're going to be checking with you a little bit because you come into camp with us at Falcons. You know,
yeah,
Sam and Greg, we're going to be out there. And,
I can't wait.
Hey, we're going
to
have fun.
The closest I'm getting to coaching or playing anymore is standing there with you and Greg.
Yeah, me too. Happy Father's Day, buddy.
Happy Father's Day, guys. All of you out there, happy Father's Day to everybody out there listening. Thanks, guys.
There you go. That is Chris Parker.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.